Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ready into hour number three of Global Transmission Against Tyranny. We're talking to Christopher Boland, an amazing researcher, broken literally hundreds of major stories, just an incredible researcher and resource to all of us that love freedom. Loaded phone lines. We're in the next 30 minutes. We're going to get into 9/11, some of the stories he's broken, more on the Iraq situation. But right now, let's go back to the calls. Have your question or comment ready. Emmett in Pennsylvania, then Elias, Bill, John, Brent, and others. Emmett, you're on the air with our guest. Go ahead.
Well, it's old news, but they're saying now that the people weren't allowed to leave the Trade Towers buildings because, well, the firemen didn't have the communication.
Well, this was day one. The people came out saying that they were on loudspeakers from the command bunker across the street that Giuliani was in, saying, stay at your post, you'll be arrested, you're not allowed to leave. Now, they would evacuate for some dishwasher detergent dumped on the ground, literally, or some chewing gum, thinking it was anthrax, but they said stay in the building even after the second plane hit because they wanted a high death toll. But Giuliani gets a call to get out of Building 7 because the other towers are, quote, about to collapse, and firefighters tell reporters, get back from Building 7, it's about to collapse. Christopher Boland, your take on this.
Yeah, one firefighter came out of Building 7 about 4 o'clock in the afternoon and told the photographer for Associated Press to get back, it's going to come down. And it's amazing that how somebody could say that. And he got out of the way, and he wasn't there to take the pictures. But, to tell people to stay in the building after a plane had hit it or to stay in the adjacent building after a plane had struck the first building is absolutely negligent.
Well, the reports we got is they were saying it when the second one was hit.
Oh, I hadn't heard that.
That was even the New York Daily News.
Yeah.
We got 600 news articles posted at PrisonPlanet.com and another 300 at InfoWars.com on all this.
Mm-hmm.
You'd have to be a wild-eyed conspiracy theorist not to think the globalists didn't do this, Chris.
Yes, and the thing is that what's unfortunate is that the academic community, people in the, like physicists, haven't been loud, outspoken. One of the first ones was the Fire Engineering magazine that they came out at the beginning of 2002. With an article saying that there's a consensus among firefighters in this country that the towers could not have collapsed due to the fire and the
and this is a criminal cover-up hauling away the steel.
But then you know the next month they were backing away from that kind of commentary. And this is the thing is that people are intimidated in this country. People that should be doing the research, the basic research that would show that buildings cannot collapse in that way.
And it's just time for more of us just to stand up and say no to the bully. We outnumber them thousands to one.
Yeah, but there's too few people like you on the radio.
Well, again, I go back to what I said in the last segment, though. I'll do 5 interviews now before somebody calls in disagreeing. I mean,
yes.
Go ahead and finish up with what you were saying, Emmett.
Yes, Alex. In Philadelphia, they're having radio problems with the patrol cars. And they said if you need backup, the cop is supposed to come back to the barracks and get a partner. Yeah, right.
Yeah, suddenly Air Force systems all over the country, from the panhandle of Texas to Pennsylvania to Ohio to New York to California to Colorado Springs, Colorado, suddenly the stuff is at garage doors. Radios aren't working.
And I was surprised what you said about the rapture, the golden ropes coming down. Well, I believe in the rapture, Alex, but I'm still working for you. I distribute your videos and what you say, and I might only have like about 1 out of 5 people believe me. But, hey, that's one that didn't know before.
Well, I do believe in the Bible and the rapture, but I believe that we have to fight evil, and I believe that the rapture clearly comes in the middle or the end, depending on how you look at it. I mean, these people that say we're going to be pulled out of this, well, the Antichrist is going to say he's Jesus.
Well, Jesus said, tarry till I come.
Yeah, that's right. So regardless of what you believe, you got to fight evil.
Thank
Chris,
you.
Would you agree with that?
Yeah, it's interesting. And I've just come across this concept that George Bush is acting like the Judas sheep, leading the sheeple into the Judas goat, leading the sheeple into the slaughter.
We'll be back with Christopher Boland. I'm Alex Jones, and we'll take more of your calls, get into more news.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns on the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Most so-called tax shelters try to show you how to reduce your taxes, but they still insist that you must pay taxes. And they require that you do goofy, bizarre things with your money that you'd never normally do just so you can save a few bucks. Not this tax shelter. It's so complete, it's so superior, that it will teach you how to properly comply with the tax laws and still end up with zero tax liability. Imagine, you find out that you've been deceived about what the tax laws require, and you learn how to obey them better than you ever have before. And as a result, you end up owing the government nothing. You get to keep every single dime of your hard-earned money. Sound amazing? Sound too good to be true? Find out for yourself. Go to besttaxshelter.com. That's besttaxshelter, all one word, .com on the internet. And find out what the government has been scared to death you'll find out. besttaxshelter.com. You'll be astonished. Visit today.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Elements. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We got about 51 minutes left in this live Thursday, the 20th of May, 2004 edition. We're about to go back to our amazing guest, Christopher Boland, American Free Press writer, AmericanFreePress.net. And we'll also get to Elias and Bill and John and Brent and many others that are patiently holding. I want to go to your calls a lot quicker. I also want to get back into 9/11 and some of the other news, torturing people to death, posing with their dead bodies. I guess this is just having fraternal fun, like Limbaugh said, just blowing off some steam. Also, I want to get into some more on the gas prices and some of the police state stuff that's now going into effect here in the United States. But before we do that, here in the next 3 minutes or so, I want to talk to Debbie Morrow of New Millennium Concepts, because the water supply is full of mercury and arsenic and MBTE and fluoride and birth control pills and Ritalin and Prozac and herbicides and pesticides. Stop drinking it. The bottled water, they just filter out the bad taste. That's admitted. The bottled water, you'll save money getting these units. And they're made in America. And they're big sponsors of this broadcast. And they got a bunch of different specials going right now. They got portable filters. They got the filter for your house that does tens of thousands of gallons. You'll save money. It's made in America. And it's a purifier, not just a filter. Debbie, good to have you on with us.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for having me.
tell folks about the specials and what these filters do.
Okay. Especially, I've noticed you have a lot of new listeners who've been calling in and asking for information, so I kind of wanted to describe the filters. Is that okay for a minute?
Yeah, that's great. Go ahead.
Okay. The Berkey water filters are a gravity water filter. They do not hook up to your sink or your plumbing in any way. They're a 2.5 gallon canister that one canister sits on top of the other. You fill the Berkey up with your source water, whether it be well water, city water, pond water, lake water, whatever type of water you have. You pour it in the top, and it seeps into the filters, and it's a real slow drip, and it drips into the bottom container. And then in the bottom container, you have a spigot, and you put your cup or your pot or whatever under the spigot, and you get your water. And it holds approximately 2.5 gallons water. A lot of people have asked me if we take out fluoride, and I did want to explain that we have a post-filter that removes the fluoride. The first set of filters, the Black Berkey purification elements, they're in the top canister, and they're taking out all of that bad stuff, you know, all of the VOCs, which are your volatile organic compounds. They're taking out your radiologicals, the inorganic minerals, and things like that.
The
your
lead.
Textures. Exactly, your heavy metals, mercury, nitrate.
Now, understand, when you go to a store, almost nothing there. I mean, we'll get out the fluoride. That's why it was designed
right.
to go right through everything. You guys have a special post filter that does that. Tell
right.
folks about the specials, Debbie.
Okay, the specials are you get the Berkey light with the light for $259, and with that you get to pick two of the free gifts with it, whether it be the Berkey Sport bottle or the potassium iodate, the new movie Sheltering in Place, or the CD-ROM called Prudent Places. So you get two of those. If
and by the way, buying one of these Berkey lights in a store, it'll be $300-$400. And
right.
there's a lot of knockoffs from India for $200. This is the real deal. You need to get it. And for $199, you get it without the emergency lights, LEDs built in, and one of the free gifts. That's a great deal. You got replacement filters after it does, what, 6,000-8,000 gallons. That'll last a few years for the average family. This is a great system. Give Debbie a call. If it goes to voicemail, leave your name and number. She'll call you right back. 1-888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or BerkeyWater.com. And in the comments section, tell them it's an Alex Jones special and what free gift you want. BerkeyWater.com or InfoWars.com. You can order there as well. Just put in the comments section what free gift you want. Again, folks, InfoWars.com. BerkeyWater.com or 1-888-803-4438. Anything else, Debbie?
Nope, that's it. Thank you for having me.
Hey, you bet. Thank you for your support. Made America supports this broadcast. They are the sponsor for the International Shortwave Outreach, which is a global service we actually pay for. Now, going back to Christopher Bolin, American Free Press. Chris, we're about to go back to these calls, but you wanted to get into 9/11, the seismographs, the bombs. Let's go over that, because there's so many facets to the obvious government involvement, not just prior knowledge. But this Building 7, Tower 1 and 2 situation, we've alluded to it, but let's go over that from your expertise, your investigation, the seismographs, you name it.
Yeah, I think one of the most important things to see is that at both the Pentagon and at the World Trade Center, both complexes were cleaned up by a foreign company. That's AMEC, that's Assets Management Engineering Consultancy, of Britain, and that's headed by one of the knights of the British Empire. I forgot his name, but this company oversaw the cleanup at the World Trade Center and at the Pentagon. Furthermore, this company, this British company, had done the renovation on that section of the Pentagon that was struck. Only one-fifth or one-fourth of the Pentagon had renovation, and that happened to be the section that was struck. And this company, AMEC, cleaned up both sites, oversaw the, and what I say, they oversaw the largest destruction of evidence in a criminal case in history. They basically took all of the steel from the World Trade Center, brought people in from around the country to cut it up, ship it over to Staten Island, and then from Staten Island, this steel was sold foreign. It was sold to places like India, Shanghai, China, and Korea. rather than simply having it sent to someplace like Indiana or Pennsylvania.
And they had controlled demolition of the Oklahoma City building and buried the pieces under armed guards to this day.
Right. You see, that's the most important thing, is that in any sort of major crime like this, the evidence is of extreme importance. It makes no sense at all to remove the evidence or to destroy the evidence. But in this case, the evidence was destroyed as quickly as possible. Because, you see, those steel beams, you could have done simple metallurgical tests, and you could have determined if explosives had been present. And my thesis, that I agree with people like Eric Hufschmid, author of Painful Questions, that the buildings were exploded. I mean, that's the only explanation how one of the...
Well, we have the explosions going off down the side on the video. We have the seismographs. We have Building 7. We have the owner saying they blew it up. I mean, what more do we need?
Right.
Go over those seismographs for people.
Well, the seismographic evidence is very important. It shows that there were, prior to the collapse of both buildings, there were huge spikes in the seismographic data that was received in just a few miles north in upstate New York a little ways. And this showed huge, huge spikes that are consistent with underground explosive nuclear explosions.
Now, you actually talked to the different the state and the federal seismographs, just like Oklahoma City picked this up.
Yeah.
Powerful underground explosions,
right.
And then later they admit molten steel. Weeks and weeks later, that's unheard of.
Well, that's the most interesting thing is that I found that, I think it was Peter Tully of Tully Construction. There were four companies involved in the cleanup. That's Turner, Amec, Tully. And one other.
Controlled demolition.
Well, controlled demolition only wrote the plan for the removal of the debris. But the four companies involved in the cleanup, one was German, two were British, and Peter Tully of Bronx, New York, was the only American one. And I spoke to him, and when I spoke to him, he mentioned in passing that they had come across molten steel in the basement. And, you know, I put that in my
Now that was weeks and weeks later.
5 weeks afterwards. Because that's at the point when they scraped down, you know, removed obviously all this huge pile of rubble, and then scraped down to the bedrock, which is about seven basement levels below the street level. And when they got down to that level, it was about 2 months after the incident, they found at the point where these huge central support columns, were embedded in the bedrock, that's where they found molten steel, 5 weeks after the event. And, you know, of course, these people weren't able to explain to me their explanations about why there would be molten steel were way off the mark, because one of them told me, I think it was maybe Mr. Tully or Loiseau said, think about all the paper that fell down the elevator shaft, you know. But, I mean...
Well, that burns and smolders. It takes a blowtorch to even soften steel.
Whatever got that steel that hot and was able to maintain that kind of residual...
Yeah, a bellows going 24 hours a day couldn't do that.
Exactly. When you consider that at the bottom of the pile, at the bedrock, that's an oxygen-starved environment for 5 weeks as the men are removing all the steel above it and concrete and dust, you know, something very unusual happened at that bedrock level. And it was definitely black ops, you know.
Now, the obvious command center for all of this is the FEMA State Federal International Command Bunker they built in 1999.
Right.
In Building 7. Giuliani's in it. That's the command center telling people to stay in the building.
Right.
That catches on fire, getting rid of the command center, obviously. Then they say get back and Building 7 implodes.
Right. That's the key is what happened to Building 7. Building 7 and the Pentagon, I think, are the two weakest links in understanding what happened to these on the destruction of the buildings. There's no good explanation why Building 7 collapsed like it did, except for what you just said, that they had to get rid of the evidence of this emergency command center on the 22nd and 23rd floor. It's interesting that that emergency command center seems to have been built for precisely such an event. You know, it didn't have any beds in it. It had its own air supply and its own water supply, and was supposed to be built for some sort of nuclear-type incident in New York City, but it didn't have beds. And so it seems to have been built for a short-term event, precisely like what happened. I mean, it served its purpose, and after the fact, it had to be destroyed, just like the rest of the evidence.
It's incredible. And look, it's not like we're just saying this. Larry Silverstein says they blew it up.
Yeah. Well, I think that he needs to be subpoenaed. People like him have to be arrested and subpoenaed. And if the people don't do it, I don't count the government's going to do it.
Amazing. We'll come back, take some more calls. Everybody stay there. Christopher Boland is our guest. More key information coming up. And PrisonPlanet.tv is the website.
You never thought it would happen here. There is a way to protect yourself and your family from nuclear, biological, and chemical threats. Clean Air Technologies designs and builds subterranean concrete shelters, steel shelter systems, and safe rooms throughout the United States that are MBC protected. These hardened facilities can protect you from man-made as well as natural disasters. Call the experts from Clean Air Technologies, toll-free at 866-5-BUNKER. That's 866-528-6537. And they'll help you find the design plan that will increase your family's survivability. Clean Air Technologies will assist you throughout the construction process of your new shelter. It's said that the future belongs to those who are prepared. What better way to ensure the survivability of you and your loved ones? Call 866-528-6537. Be prepared. Feel secure. Call Clean Air Technologies now. 866-5-BUNKER.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as atrazine, benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a two-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a four-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Forecasting the weather with any amount of accuracy takes a meteorologist with years of schooling and experience. Forecasting what the financial markets will be doing in the future takes the same thing. No, not a meteorologist, a lot of schooling and experience. Although most people check the weather forecast before venturing outside to avoid a good soaking, it's amazing how few people check the financial forecast before they invest and end up getting soaked. Before you venture into the financial world, check the forecast with the International Forecaster Newsletter written by Bob Chapman. Chapman's predictions are legendary. Backed by over 40 years of successfully forecasting the world's financial markets, Bob has helped thousands of people make sense of their financial futures. Midas Resources is pleased to offer a subscription to the International Forecaster Newsletter free of charge with a qualifying order. That's right. For a limited time, Midas Resources is offering a one-year subscription to Bob Chapman's powerful newsletter, The International Forecaster. Call 800-686-2237 for more information or to place your order. That's 800-686-2237. Call today and avoid getting soaked tomorrow. Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now is the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure's easy, and everything is done legally and within the law. Almost no one has ever failed. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. You can also wipe out your mortgage debt and get a free and clear title. Mortgage settlement is usually completed in 4 to 6 months. It's done by an outside source found on our website. Believe it or not, mortgage debt settlement has been done for thousands for more than 10 years. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
Callers holding for a long time. I may have to get Bowen over a little bit to the next segment to get to all of these, and I'll hit some final news. A lot of information left to cover here in the next 35 minutes. Let's go quickly to the calls. Let's talk to Elias in Michigan. Elias, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Here I am. Okay, it was concerning a statement made by George, the last interview he had. Remember him?
George. I don't know what that means.
George, the one you
interviewed. The caller earlier.
Whoever he was. He said we must have faith in our leader, you recall. They're fire happy, all of them. Nero, the ancient church, Hitler, Roosevelt, Nixon, Putin. They all like to burn, you know. So he says, have faith. No, you got to reject that. You can't have any faith in leaders.
Well, the founding fathers said, don't trust government, but now we're supposed to worship it.
He is asking for blind faith. I wish he was there. I wanted to get it, but I couldn't get in. It was always, I've got a busy signal. So anyway, you got to reject blind faith. You got to throw it in the garbage can.
I hear you. I appreciate the call. I appreciate the call. You know, that's true. Just blind, mindless faith will guarantee a dictatorship, won't it, Chris?
Sure will. And there's no reason to have any faith in George Bush.
I appreciate those words, Elias. A lot of wisdom there. Bill in Pennsylvania. Bill, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, gentlemen. I have a question for Chris, but first, Alex, in the beginning of your program, you were talking about exposing murders, and you said there were lots of news, and even though something on page 6 of the New York Post, and I wondered if you noticed a piece on the front of the paper about Israel and about the brave Israeli soldiers that fired missiles into a crowd of Palestinian people. Into a crowd of human beings and murdered 10 children.
And what's the difference between a missile killing children and a suicide bomber doing?
We're talking about who did it.
Well, Israel admits they did it.
Are you allowed to talk about the Israel problem on Genesis?
Well, you're on the air right now, sir.
Yes, let's talk about it.
We have Christopher Bolin on the air.
Okay, this leads up to my question.
I mean, you can talk, but if you just keep repeating the same statement, I don't know if we can continue that.
Sure, okay. This is about 9/11, Alex, because I think of the actions of the Israelis and the fact that we send them the money we do and we give our stamp of approval. I think it's evident that if we didn't reward and give money to Israel for carrying out these despicable crimes, there wouldn't have been a 9/11. There wouldn't be 3,000 dead Americans.
Okay,
and there
wouldn't
be an illegal and uncon...
Put him on hold. So you think that the Arabs did 9/11. See, I mean, I just love this. No, I don't agree with that. I don't agree with you that the Arabs did 9/11 because we were mean to them. Okay, the globalists carried it out as a pretext to dominate the world, as the PNAC documents, the vice president's own words state. Mr. Bolin, any comments?
Yeah, but there is indications, there's pretty good evidence that Israeli intelligence had prior knowledge that it was going to happen.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they were up on top of the building cheering. Even MSNBC admits that.
Yeah, and their biggest company, Zim, pulled out of their contract with the World Trade Center just a few weeks before the building came down.
And the Jerusalem Post admits that Odigo, the instant message company,
right,
4 hours before, emailed their employees and said, don't go to work today.
Exactly. But the thing is that all of these indicators of Israeli prior knowledge are all, you know, like you said, they're discussed and they're out there. But nobody talks about the British role, for example, the role of British intelligence in the whole thing. And you have to look that, you know, our main allies in this misadventure in Iraq are Britain and Israel.
I agree. That's all I say is that all these big intelligence agencies were involved because they all get power and control out of it. Now go ahead and a final comment, Bill.
Yeah, I just pretty much covered about 9/11, but I also was saying that I wouldn't believe there would right now be an illegal and unconstitutional war in Iraq, and I wasn't suggesting Arabs at all. I was suggesting Israel, the connection with Israel.
Right.
Well, thanks for the call. John in Florida. John, go ahead.
Howdy, Alex.
Hello,
howdy,
John.
Howdy, Chris.
Hello.
Kudos to you, Alex, and the people that we know are making it possible for you to interview such excellent guests as today's I had a lot of questions and comments, but for the sake of, time factor, I've deleted a number of them, and I just want to say I'm glad Chris has brought up Mr. Dan Senner, who seems to be always on the podium with General Kemet. I, too, have been wondering exactly who this man is and what his background is. And
well, he's the Israeli handler. Go ahead.
I hate to throw in something from like a, Art Bell thing, but, I mean, the man looks like an alien, for some science fiction, movie. He'd be great.
Yeah. It's interesting about him. The name Senor is a fake. It's kind of a fake name. It comes from a Yiddish name, Schnur. Which came, it's a Sephardic, means senor originally, And I think he's related to some of the big rabbis.
Okay. I got to get a question in to the two of you, because you've got excellent retention memory, okay?
Okay.
After the birthing of our current Republican, cabal administration here, okay, as a result of what happened here in my state of Florida, okay, with the Chads and all, okay, and before the Chinese shot down or forced down the spy plane, okay, I remember our current president making a statement that he thought...
We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Most of us have had a cafe we frequented because the service was so wonderful or the food was so great. The Silver Bear Cafe understands this philosophy and has incorporated these ideals into a website that offers food for thought to nourish the mind. Membership in the Bear consists of a large and growing group of patriots who, like you, realize there are things in this great country that need changing right away. The Silver Bear Cafe provides you with an income opportunity that will provide you and your family with an ongoing revenue stream in return for simply spreading the message. So many of you have been trying to get the message out individually, but collectively our voices are strong and cannot be silenced. Membership in the Bear will teach you the secrets of financial freedom, how the runaway government is crushing the American dream, why wars are played out across the globe, the fractional reserve system, etc., where we're headed, and what you can do to prepare yourselves. Knowledge is power. Feed your mind and feed your financial independence with a visit to SilverBearCafe.com. That's SilverBearCafe.com. Do it today and preserve this country's greatness for generations to come.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Stop the pill popping. No more trying to remember to take all those vitamins daily that don't entirely absorb. Stop fishing out cash. To get all the vitamins and nutrients your body needs, you'll have to pay hundreds of dollars per month and still be missing out on the essential. What if I told you I'm about to save you all the time and money with a product that provides all the nutritional groups that support every function of the human anatomy? It's called Pro Vitamin Complete. The name speaks for itself. With just one delicious shot every day, your body will be receiving 178 fantastic ingredients. That's 178 fantastic ingredients in a liquid form that is 98% absorbed. You know you're not eating right. No more excuses. ProVitamin Complete contains the important vitamins you need, plus minerals, enzymes, amino acids, fatty acids, and even fiber. ProVitamin Complete, affordable whole food liquid nutrition for your entire family. Call now, get your ProVitamin Complete at 1-800-373-6076. That's 1-800-373-6076 now. Or check out their banner on GCNLive.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
On PrisonPlanet.tv, we have the photos, the entire testimony yesterday morning before they cut it short from C-SPAN, and the particular audio clip, part of it, where they're talking about Building 7 and prior knowledge and NORAD standing down and CIA created Al-Qaeda. And they kept trying to arrest different people, but Moore kept standing up saying that it was all a fraud. And see, there's more of us than there are of them. And they can't control us all. And they can't cover up what they did forever. Okay, real quick, John, finish it. Just ask your question in a succinct fashion so we can move on to Brent and...
I am. Okay. I remember, President, somewhere in the first 90 days, before the, Chinese incident, okay... when he was queried about winning the election, okay, and his current regime came into effect, okay, he made a statement that it would be better if he was dictator.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he said that on CNN. He said that on CNN. We have the video clip on the website.
Okay.
He said things will be a heck of a lot better so long as I'm the dictator. Go ahead, John.
That's all I wanted to find out.
That's right.
Thanks for the call. You want to, I mean, what's your response to, Bush is saying, things would be a heck of a lot easier if this was a dictatorship so long as I'm the dictator, ha, ha, ha.
It's very telling because, but the fundamental problem is that he is an effective dictator because we do not have in this country honest elections. Until we have actual paper ballots that are counted in front of the local citizens in each precinct, we cannot say that we have a democratic franchise in this country.
And how many people know that the League of Women Voters is lobbying against Rush Holt's bill in Congress that would make there be a paper trail?
Yeah, and this is the thing, is that it's amazing how in the space of one generation, Americans have lost their democratic franchise.
And you're a kook if you say, hey, these companies are all run by the CIA. They've been caught defrauding people coast to coast. I want a paper ballot. They'll call the police on you here in Austin.
Tell me about it. In Chicago, where I'm from, I went into the office of ES&S, Election Systems and Software, and most Americans don't know, or most people in Chicago don't know, that company programs each individual machine the night before elections for Cook County, which is the county of Chicago. And I never felt so scared in my life as I was when I was in their office. With about three big gooks standing around me, ready to bash me on the head, and it's amazing that it's come to this, you know. And
what were these goons saying to you?
Well, they were just very intimidating. I had been calling them for days and days trying to get information. So finally, when I went down to visit the State Board of Elections, I went to their office, which is Kitty Corner in downtown Chicago there, and I was very intimidated, and they didn't answer any of my questions. But this is the thing. It's a private company, ES&S. It runs about a third of the voting machines in this country, and there's absolutely no transparency.
Well, I mean, we've got former CIA directors on the boards, deputy directors, weird intelligence goons guarding it. Well, we catch them manipulating elections during elections. We've caught convicted computer crimes felons being vice presidents for Diebold. Their own engineers quit and say it's all a fraud, you know, like the movies. It's a fraud, but instead of the bad guys getting busted, it's in one newspaper, never hear about it again.
Right. And just when I wrote that story about the voting machines in Chicago, I received two death threats.
Well, yeah, this is serious. This is the domination and the dictatorship.
Absolutely.
They can't let us expose this.
And this is the most important thing.
How do they death threat you?
The Russian guy. It was a Russian guy who actually sold and produces the chips that the what they're called the 512K cards that go in the machine, the program card that not only collects the data but gives the commands to the machine what to do. This is the smoking gun. And you know, I used to work for IBM, and a company like IBM or these other large companies were found to be unsatisfactory to provide the chips for the cards. For these machines by ES&S, and I found out the guy that was providing them, and he was a new immigrant from Belarusia or Russia, and I asked him a few questions. He was very surprised. He's a one-man company there in Illinois, and the next day on Saturday or Sunday after I filed my story, he called me up and he said, you know, I don't want anything bad to happen to you or to me and things like that, but when I got off the phone, I told my wife, he said he didn't want anything bad to happen to me. And my wife said, well, he's threatening you. My wife's from that part
of
the world.
Well, I've gotten calls before like this. Mr. Jones, if you love yourself and your family, you'll back off right now. And I just say, oh, yeah, and let the world fall. People like you, you go ahead and do whatever you got to, buddy. You're going to hell, though. I want you to know that.
Yeah, yeah. But this is the amazing thing. And he wouldn't tell me where the cards were made, but he did admit that these program cards were not made in the United States. But you see, this is the thing, is that each machine for each precinct is programmed in a private company's office, and then it's put in the machine. The machine is sent out to the precinct, and then at the end of the voting, those cards are taken back out of the machine, given back to the private company, who then counts the votes. I mean, this is so absurd. So when I ran for office, I ran for mayor in my hometown there, which is outside Chicago. It was an off-year election, and Illinois state law says that in such an election, a simple ballot, that votes have to be counted by hand. So I went down to the county clerk's office in downtown Chicago, kind of like the Blues Brothers type scenario.
And they called the cops on you.
You know, and I asked the county clerk, I said, I'd like to have the votes counted by hand in my hometown to corroborate what the machines say. Mind you, the State Board of Elections in Illinois does not approve the use of these machines to start with. That's another story. But then the county clerk's spokesman came out and told me, he said, are you crazy? And that was the end of it. You know, are you crazy? I'm crazy.
And if you'd have kept arguing around here, if you ask, when you go, hey, how do I verify this vote? They will go, we've heard about you people. Police, they're in here. One of the, I mean, literally, one of the crazies. They're here. They're asking questions about their vote.
Right.
And that's the old Soviet Union. You'd ask, hey, is this a real voting? KGB, he's in here.
The amazing thing is that in Europe, I've gone to different elections, and the best elections I've seen were in Germany and France. But in France, it's completely up front. Every single vote, every single ballot is counted two times in front of anybody who wants to watch. And it's done very quickly, you know, within an hour.
But that's Al-Qaeda-ish. You must be with Al-Qaeda. Hey, the first hour of this show, if I'm criticizing the government, I should be arrested.
Yeah.
I mean, it's getting down there. I need to be put in the camp.
When you come back and you see people watching Fox TV, and when you read that Fox TV is the favorite news channel in Washington D.C., you can understand the problem.
And you watch Fox Television. Every male role model is bad, breaking up the family, getting where these hot prostitutes try to get you to cheat on your wife. You know, this is such a Christian conservative channel.
Oh, I wouldn't call it Christian. I mean, Rupert Murdoch. He sicked his boys on me and on 911. But the way that he has something like 185 newspapers around the world and media outlets, and every single one of his editors agreed with Rupert Murdoch that a war in Iraq was the way to go.
Well, told them they had to, but this is my point. They put out the worst trash on purpose. Let's go back to the calls. Brent in Washington. Brent, go ahead.
Hi, Alex and Chris. I appreciate the show today. I had a question on Flight 77, but before I answer that, I did receive the videos, Eric Huffsmith, and also the Jews for the Preservation of Firearms.
Oh, you bought those videos from me. Thank you.
Yes, I did. And I just want to briefly state that I watched that video, and it was amazing as far as when these people were being hauled away. I believe it was in Nazi Germany, and the people in the background were smirking and smiling as people were being hauled away. And the women there in this euphoric state, raising their hands, saluting Hitler.
And Americans are much more evil than the Germans were. They would love a Hitler. They will. The yuppies will love to see me get arrested. They want it. They want it so bad they can taste it. They want to be slaves.
That's right, Alex. People who don't believe that cannot occur in the U.S. are kidding themselves, and especially when you see these videos or these pictures of people involved in the torture and their face, it can happen here, folks.
I'm looking at a photo here of AP News and of the woman smiling over a man they just beat to death with extreme pleasure.
Yeah,
right.
And a normal person is you know, I mean, I went in just a few months ago and saw my dead grandmother. You know, with the viewing of the body, and it was upsetting to me. But not these sickos. They beat somebody to death, and then they just love it.
But my question on Flight 77 on Eric Huffsmith's video as far as the Pentagon, it was amazing how this plane can go clear out to Ohio, disappear on the radar, and then for its entire flight back to the East Coast before it supposedly goes into the Pentagon, there's no tracking on the radar.
Mm-hmm. That's very important. That's a very important observation, and what I think happened, and I think Eric Hochschmidt and I agree on this, is that a unmanned aircraft like a Global Hawk, which is based in Wright-Patterson Air Force Base in southern Ohio, that the first plane, Flight 77, landed in someplace in Ohio, and then was replaced with this UAV, unmanned aerial vehicle, like a Global Hawk, probably a Global Hawk, which then flew at high altitude. And this Global Hawk was weaponized, and it was able to make that descent and to precisely fly at the world at the Pentagon, and shortly before hitting the Pentagon, it fired a Hellfire type missile, which bore.
Now we see the White Hawk flash in the photo, but on top of that, and let's add something to this.
Yes.
In the Operation Northwoods plan, they said we will have military personnel posing in plain clothes, get on an airplane, we will land that airplane somewhere else, and then crash a drone.
Yeah.
And then the public will buy into this. So we have an official plan to do this.
Written in 1962.
Yes.
And they're writing about drones in 1962, which gives you an idea of the technology.
Well, since 58, NORAD's been flying aircraft as drones for shooting practice. I mean, in 1953, Joe Kennedy, JFK's big brother, died guiding in drones.
Right. And what's interesting about this is that this would explain that because the this Global Hawk is it's about the size of a small airplane with a large wingspan, and it would look like a
People said they saw commuters, you know.
Yeah, it would be about the size of a 12-person jet. But the thing is that this would explain the explosion, and it would also explain that why there was no debris on the lawn, because the glass carbon or the fiberglass the composite material that makes up the body of the plane would have basically disintegrated on impact.
Yep. You would just have thanks for the call, Brett. Who's up next here? Two more calls, and I got to go to some other stuff. John in Tennessee. John, go ahead.
The New York Post website today had a forum for readers to comment on Giuliani on the headline with the 911 Commission. When I logged on 30 minutes ago, people were posting links to Infowars.com. So I posted links to Operation Northwoods and Giuliani's mafia family history and that Bush and Bin Laden are Jewish mafia. Within 5 minutes of my post, the entire forum was shut down. Mm-hmm. So the bad guys are running the website for the New York Post and censoring it in real time.
Right. And you have to remember that Giuliani was made a order of the Knight of the British Empire for his service rendered for the British Empire shortly after 9/11.
Yeah, John, I got to be honest. I mean, Israel couldn't order NORAD to stand down and do all this. They certainly had prior knowledge. They certainly did warn their employees. That's Jerusalem Post, but I don't think they ran the attacks.
Well, they were just that's just their little part. If Bush and Bin Laden are Jewish
exactly.
Genealogy. That's just to help explain why they've been in business together for 30 years.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for the call. I don't know about the Bin Ladens being Jewish. They've been British Empire servants for 80 years, and that's on the record. So they've been in a MI6 intelligence body for a long time before MI6 even existed. But that's it for calls, and I want to thank Christopher Boland for spending all this time with us. You can check out his columns at AmericanFreePress.net or subscribe right. to the newspaper. We have a link on Infowars.com is their sponsor of how to be a distributor or to get American Free Press. It's a great newspaper. Won't censor the truth, and we appreciate them. And, Chris, got to have you back up sometime.
Thank you, Alex. It's been a pleasure.
God bless you, my friend. Take
All
care.
All right.
All right, I said I would air this again, then I'll hit a few final news stories. This is on PrisonPlanet.tv. 11th public hearing of the 9/11 Commission with testimony from former Mayor Rudolph Giuliani. We have the entire commission hearing there, and then we also... I have some select clips of some of the people standing up and yelling. Demonstrator Christopher Broder disrupts the September 11th commission hearings and the testimony of former New York Mayor Rudolph Giuliani. And then another lady gets up and talks about Building 7 and NORAD standing down. He talks about the CIA founding Al-Qaeda. They talk about threatening whistleblowers, threatening to arrest them. Why aren't you interviewing them? Why isn't this a real investigation? Here it is. Go ahead and hit it.
Deeply appreciative of that. And we may very well want to ask you further questions as we finalize our report. As a Midwesterner, I might say to you, I've been impressed time and again with the pride you've expressed in New York City. And I admire that greatly. And I think that may...
3,000 people are dead.
That may very well be one of the reasons for the success of your leadership.
Does not
so we thank you
the vacuum
very much for your help, your leadership,
real
and your cooperation.
I give
you
2 minutes to rebut him.
Thank
2 minutes to ask a couple real questions.
Mr.
Don't
Mayor,
press the whistle.
Thank you very, very much.
Don't press the whistle. Let's ask a couple real questions.
This room.
Remember this, your government funded and trained Al-Qaeda.
right. So they can't shut us all up. Remember, your government trained and funded Al-Qaeda and flew them out of the country on 9/11, flew them out of Afghanistan, flew them in to attack the Serbs to start that war. That's their job, CIA Arabs, to go in and do all of this. And Arab CIA-ers, CIA Arabs, Al-CIA-ers, that's all this is. Look at the motive and look at the stacks of documentation and evidence and stop being weak-minded. Stop ignoring the facts. And that's only part of it. That's when C-SPAN cut it off. There's been other videos now out there of the other cameras that were in there that kept rolling. And then there's a photo here from the Associated Press by Gregory Bull on Infowars.com, PresentPlanet.tv. And Gregory Bull took the photo of dozens of news cameras, dozens of reporters around Demonstrator Christopher Broder after he left the conference room. Others have been arrested. And he wasn't on the news. He went into more about this stuff. But that gets blacked out. The news would tell you, oh, there was some protesting, that the government didn't do enough. But then they black out what they had to say. Is that the freedom? Hey, you know what? You can't cover this up. You understand that, globalist? You could kill the 1,000 most prominent 9/11 people exposing what you did. And there'll be 1,000 more behind us. And there's millions speaking out. Everybody's getting informed. We know what you did, you murderers. You murdering killers will be brought to justice.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at Infowars.com or Infowars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs. Ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
All right, some final news. AP database measured terrorism quotient. Before helping to launch the criminal investigation project known as Matrix, a database contractor gave U.S. and Florida authorities the names of 120,000 people who showed a statistical likelihood of being terrorists, sparking some investigations and arrest. And if you have bad credit, own a firearm, it's all put in there. This is your freedom under the new Matrix system. The high terrorism factor scoring system also became a key selling point for the involvement of the database company in the Matrix project. Public records obtained by the Associated Press from several states show that the Justice Department officials cited the scoring technology in appointing the company sole contractor on the federally funded $12 million project. That's just a local echelon system. Here's the Herald Tribune, high school essays graded by computer, and it says it's wonderful. All over the country now, when you go and write your papers, it's scanned for terror words, scanned for plagiarism. The government looks at it. If you write the word gun, you're arrested or kicked out of school. Can't even say the word gun in your history essay or in your English class. It's just all part of the new thought crime. See, and it has the students saying, "We love the new computer grading. It just keeps us all safe." And the British news is calling the guy throwing a bag of purple baby powder at Tony Blair in the House of Commons. They're calling it a bombing. It's a bombing. They're throwing bombs at them. You know, it was actually not a water balloon. It was a condom full of it. And people use those as balloons. And again, the U.S. Army attacked wedding party, killed 40 people, but, killing women and children, they might have been with Al-Qaeda or something. And, of course, Reuters is saying that their reporters are beaten and sexually abused. And, Reuters reporters, hey, it's part of the freedom. I mean, this is the type of news that we have here in front of us. It's just incredible that so many people are putting up with this. Here's that Reuters article. Shocking details on abuse of Reuters staffers in Iraq. In the wake of the Abu Ghraib prison scandal, Reuters revealed on Tuesday that three Iraqi working for the company and another Iraqi journalist working for NBC News were seized for no reason in early January by U.S. troops and taken to a prison near Fallujah, where they were subjected to physical and sexual abuse, among other forms of mistreatment. I thought it was torture. The U.S. military has denied any of the accusations. We're looking at photos of them beating people to death and then laughing about it. They stop you and your family at a checkpoint. They rape your wife in front of you and torture your five-year-old in front of you. This is what the good guys do. It's bad when they do it, but it's good when we do it. Totally sick. And one of these soldiers who followed orders should have gotten life in prison, but he got a year in prison, a slap on the wrist. We're out of time, my friends. Bush is refusing to release oil from emergency reserves. He says we're on the war on terror, and we just can't do that. It would aid the terrorists to release the oil. He's just got to let the oil companies keep having these profits, which his whole cabinet's made up of. Because you're with the terrorists if you're for low oil prices. I mean, he actually says this. Everything's the war on terror. Every raping of the public, every looting of the pension funds, every scam you can imagine. Just keep your mouth shut. We're in a war, don't you know? And it's never going to end. A war against people we created. Before I end this broadcast, I want every one of you to call right now and get 9/11 The Road to Tyranny, now written up in the New York Post of all places, saying it's much better than Michael Moore's film. Get The Truth, exposes Bill Clinton, too, for Oklahoma City. Get Masters of Terror, Part 2. Get Matrix of Evil, Police State, 3 Total Enslavement. Get my book, Descent into Tyranny. Sign up at PrisonPlanet.tv to watch all the films, 15 cents a day. Or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. We need your support as well. 1-888-253-3139 if you want to help us expose the murderers, the killers. 1-888-253-3139. If you take action one mind at a time, we can free this country. Back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2. God bless you all. Have a great day.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.